Chair, I just wanted to react to the last part of Daniel's, Mr. Feek's statement about the S&T review. Certainly, you're right. It depends on what exactly is tasked, but I think the OPCW Scientific Advisory Board is an interesting case study. In its early days, it had a bit of a bumpy ride, partly because the scientific advice sometimes strayed into realms of international law and policy. There were reports where they offered advice on how states parties should, for example, interpret the convention. Not surprisingly, that did not enjoy universal support. One of the things that changed at the OPCW was they eventually established a dedicated position to provide staffing and secretariat support for the Scientific Advisory Board, recruited somebody with a technical background, but also a well-rounded set of skills, and there have been several individuals at this point, I believe. But that ability to help a chair prepare the meeting and the agenda, to sort of explain the role of the diplomat versus the scientist and mediate, there's a vital supporting function there. In fact, in 2004, there was an in-depth study of science advice in the United Nations system, and that type of staff support was in fact singled out as one of the most critical ingredients in case after case. So I do hope we remain mindful of that, whatever decisions we make. There is a supporting element that tends to be critical in terms of making an advice process like that actually functional and useful. Thank you.